Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya from Emirates NBD CIO office. The Middle Eastern region successfully raised over $12 billion of new debt. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia raised $7.5 billion across a 10-year and a 30-year one-year offering at spreads of 175 basis and 230 basis respectively over the benchmarks. While the Republic of Turkey also sold $2 billion in 10-year bonds, paying a coupon of 7.625%. Markets on a mixed tone this morning alongside US futures at the time of writing. The collapse of the US government shutdown talks overshadowed US-China trade talk progress. The minutes from the FOMC December meeting also revealed more caution on the interest rate outlook. Many officials felt the central bank could be patient on further rate hikes. That said, precious metals rose strongly as Fed minutes shows a more dovish tone. Gold prices marched towards 1,297 after policymakers took a more cautious approach on further rate hikes. Combined with easing tensions with US dollar weakened, helping support investor sentiment in the precious sector, palladium also higher after China announced measures to stimulate car sales after a historic slump in 2018. Indian Oil Corporation released guidance on the 5-year senior unsecured bond at 250 basis over the equivalent US benchmark treasuries. That translates to an indicative yield of 5.02%. Based on peers and existing bonds, these appear quite cheap in our opinion. China inflation slowed more than expected in December as sagging economic growth hurt demand. Consumer prices slipped to 1.9% from 2.2% in the previous month. Dubai Islamic Bank rated A3 by Moody's and A by Fitch, which is also the world's second largest Islamic bank, have mandated banks for an additional tier 1 perpetual style sukuk. Investor meetings are currently held across Europe and Asia, commencing tomorrow, and a deal is likely to price subject to market conditions. Thank you.